My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
All right, we got this on the Xfinity mobile text line. I learned that the Niners play much hungrier than the Jets. Do you buy that?
No. I don't think that they, I mean, that implies that they wanted to win more than the Jets wanted to win. I do think that most of these football games come down to the trenches and who's going to win the battle. And the Niner offensive line was so much better than the Jet defensive line. That was the big edge in the game. The Niner D-line, yeah, better than the Jets O-line, but the Niner defense in totality was just better, forcing 2 turnovers and in general making it difficult on the Jets to move the ball. But the other side, the Niner O-line, it was almost hot knife through butter on the ground. They were pushing them in every direction they needed to be pushed.
No, and Mason was fantastic. The line was fantastic. Brock was totally under control. I really think that one of the great things about football is usually, I mean, if the game is really close, then the game is really close. But when one team is clearly better than the other, it goes that way. I don't know if you can say that in a baseball game. Like, somebody can fist the ball over the first baseman and you score a couple runs and that's the end of that. And in basketball, one individual can go for 50 or 60 and just tilt a game. But in football, when your roster top to bottom is physically dominant over the other roster, the game goes that way. And I think you can always see it with the 49ers. Remember when we talked about this last year? The score will be a little bit different every time, but the bottom line is sort of this. If you get to about halfway through the fourth quarter and the Niners have somewhere around 30 and the other team has somewhere around 13, it's the same football game. And we watched that week in and week out for portions, long runs of last year. And last night was the same thing. And I'll be honest with you, Dibs, I did not expect that this quickly. I thought the Niners could get to that, but the Jets being such a good defense, it being week one, there being no Christian, I thought 30 points was a little hot. You remember I had said first one to 25 is going to win the game, and only one will get that far. But going over 30, I thought was asking a lot. To do it with only 2 touchdowns is bananas. And so the Niners were not hungrier. They were just flat out better.
Right.
Everywhere.
More efficient and just dominant on both sides. And I'm looking at the expected points number for the game. And the Niners in passing and rushing were dominant, 8.35 and 4.21. The Jets defense, obviously the converse of that. The Niners dominated with the pass and with the run. And when you score on 8 consecutive possessions, even if it is field goals, that's going to bode well for you and your offense. And you do have to tip the cap to Jake Moody. Last year, he was a point of consternation. Many people were, you spent a 3rd-round pick on a kicker, and now he's had a couple of big misses. That is why last night was why you drafted him in the 3rd round. 6 for 6 with a couple from legit distance. He could be a legitimate weapon for this team all year.
That was fantastic.
The clinic.
That was absolutely fantastic because there's nothing worse than having a good football team and then when the kicker comes out, everybody just starts holding each other's hands. Like, oh, crap, here he comes.
Prayer beads.
And so we're not there yet, but I like, even last year, you know, Moody was a rookie. He was more good than bad. I know there were some high-profile misses, but if he can become one of these dudes, one of these automatics, if he can do that, huh, yeah, what another weapon. What another weapon that would be.
I just have decided that tonight I'm going to do a Moody Mega Millions. Moody Mega Millions.
Moody Mega Millions.
Because it's 800 and something tonight.
I think it's just right at 800, or did it go up some more?
Here is your Moody Mega Millions ticket. 46, 51, 31, 53, 23, 42. Moody Mega Millions.
Give me the longest three again. There were two over 50 yards.
51 and 53.
And then there was a 48?
46.
46.
And a 42.
And a 42.
And a cute little 23.
Oh,
and he had one from 31, adorable.
You know what? I had to not fight. I hate saying that at a football game. I had to try to...
You fighting?
No, I clapped really loud to do my best to at least get a few people around me to stop moaning when Kyle Shanahan wouldn't go for it on 4th-and-1, because situationally, that was the right thing to do. That was the right thing.
So you're clapping back for Shanahan?
I was like, yeah, go up by 16, because there was no reason. Like, yes, under most circumstances, that's a go for it. But you got to keep your wits about you with the circumstances. The time.
9:46 to go.
That's right.
Yep.
You're in the fourth quarter. You're already up by two scores. You can make it two scores plus two two-point conversions. There's just no reason to take that risk, even though it was only a small risk.
4th-and-1 from the 5.
From the 5.
So you could have killed a couple more minutes, too, if you get the 1, and then now you have 1st-and-goal at the 4.
You could have.
Even if you end up settling for 3, you could have eaten more time. But I'm with you. That's the prudent move. You get the points, especially against an offense that really had only had one significant drive to that point, and they would get another one in garbage time. But your defense has really been controlling things on the other line.
888-957-9570. The Niners are 1-0. All the fears are calmed. 888-957-9570. What'd you learn? And I want to do a special shout to whoever was stressed the all bleep out after training camp. How do you feel now? And two, where are all my Brock can't play without Christian people? Where are you today? 888-957-9570. Oh, I'm sorry. A bonus third. Hey, Dollar Bill.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dollar Bill, who said that we had to let you on the air when the Jets won by double digits last night. Promises made, promises kept. You were going to call, Jet fan, no matter what.
Oh, he'll be here.
Today on Willie and Diddy.
I have an update for you guys.
Oh.
He called the post-game show last night and said, I'm calling now just in case I can't tomorrow because I'm traveling to Maui, is what he said.
That's a flex.
Oh, gosh, what a flex.
Yeah, more like $100 bill.
My guess is he's not calling today.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Great job, by the way, in the
phenomenal
the
job.
Show
Thank
last
you.
Night.
Phenomenal job.
We all were with you on the way home. And Sterling, sneaky funny. He was running some material off a win.
He was.
I liked it.
I almost had to call in, but I'm like, look, let's let everybody cook. But Kyle Madsen with the Brock Purdy was like, fine. Come on, Kyle.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Odyssey app.
Kyle, he was good. He was good.
You can pick whatever word you want, and he was, I mean, was he good? He wasn't great.
No,
he
but
was
you,
fine. He but, was good.
Okay, hold on. But the wasn't great is sort of based on he didn't make any sparkling. Like, that's what I mean. What did he do wrong? What did Brock do not well?
He had a couple of throws that he probably would like to have back.
Well, that's every quarterback, every game ever.
And he was fine. If you were to just degrade Brock Purdy, probably give him a B, B plus. He won the damn game. All he can do is win the game.
I'm trying to figure out what did he do bad? What did he not do well?
He had a couple of throws that were, one was wide open that he overthrew Juszczyk, and he threw one into double coverage, and he was not lucky, but that was the kind of pass that could potentially get intercepted.
I mean, if you throw the ball 29 times, and what we've got out of that was he once overthrew Juszczyk, and another one was like, oh, a little scary for us. Like,
yeah, he was good. That's fine. Yeah. It was fine.
You know me. I hate the word fine.
I know you do. That's how we started our run together. Fine. Like,
you all know this. If you got a girl or if you got a guy, if they say things are fine, things aren't fine. You know that that's the case. All of you know this. Hey, hon, how you doing? I'm fine. Oh, crap. I'm sleeping on the couch again tonight. I hate the word fine.
We got a new couch. It's very comfortable.
That's a good place to get it. He was fine. He was not fine. He was way better than fine.
How about this?
If you don't want to call him great.
Nah. He was aight.
Oh, don't do that.
I mean, he was good.
He was fine.
He was good.
He was good.
He didn't have
Brock
to be good.
Played well. No, he was. He was good. That was good. That was hitting open people. That was moving the ball for eight consecutive.
You know who was great? Kyle Flippin' Shanahan.
Yes, he was great. I'm not asking you to use the word great.
And I'm not going to say that anybody could have gone 29 behind that, but you know, Brock didn't have to do much extraordinary.
Here we go.
And he had a couple drops. Shout out No Camp Ayuk. And I had this ready for Twitter. We'll go to the phones.
That was an elite throw, but go ahead.
I had one for Twitter, and then I chickened out on it.
What? What happened?
Because I thought it would work better on the radio than it would. After the second drop, I was typing, hey, Ayuk, next time instead of hold in, how about hold on?
That's pretty good.
Number three.
I thought it was better than a three.
I would give it a 3.5. I don't want to give it a 4, but I don't want to give it a 3.
I thought it played better on the radio. Like, yeah. On Twitter, that thing lasts forever.
Absolutely.
Now I'm a jerk.
All you need is
on radio, it's just a quick little pew.
I know, but on Twitter, all you need is the right person to retweet it.
All of a sudden,
Dim said? He said, hold on.
I thought, it's funny because I offered it to Bonte and Guru. I said, hey, I got one for you guys if you want it for Twitter. They both passed, and then I typed it out, and I thought, you know what? If they're passing, I should pass.
You know, because we're on this, I'll just say it real quick, and then we can move on. Today's a great day, and I do think this is going to dissipate. And in the end, it's not going to be a big deal. And Brandon probably knows this, but if he doesn't, he should know this. Let's let you know, Brandon, what it sounds like, because I know you're in the press box.
Yeah.
I was in the stands now, okay? I want you all to know what it sounds like when you drop a ball in the end zone after holding out with poop emojis, skipping camp, and then coming in and saying, I probably made that more difficult than it needed to be. I want to be a Steeler. When you do that, we're all good here. You're a Niner. You're a phenomenal receiver, and everything's going to be fine. But my man, when you drop that ball, I want you to know what it sounds like in the stands, and it ain't good. It ain't good.
Was it like a groan? It wasn't a full-fledged boo.
It's not a boo.
It was just
It's not even the sound. It's the comments.
Oh, boy.
It's the comments. There's no more
I'm sure you had a pithy remark to make.
Well, I said, go camp next time! And
that's
then I
real.
Sat back down, had some Skittles, and everything was fine. Like, it wasn't a big deal because the Niners were winning.
Right.
And so it's okay, but the buzz is sort of New York-ish, Philadelphia-ish. When you do that, I heard, just a $30 million for the drop pass, and he didn't miss camp and the drop pass. Like, you hear that, and you don't hear that from Jets fans. You hear that from 49er fans. And so, to me, that was the only holdover. I think it's going to dissipate,
but in
the moment, when you do what you did and then you show up and then you drop balls, That's what it sounded like in the stands last night.
I believe it. I believe it because up in press row, after the first one, I kind of leaned over to Bonte and I said, you know, no yelling in the press box. So I said, that's a segment. And he gave me the knowing look. We had afternoons, middays, and mornings. And after the second one, and I looked down, I said, that's a whole nother segment.
Yeah, that's an hour. An hour. If he drops another one, it might be the whole show.
Seriously. I don't want to dwell on the negative because last night was so awesome. The vibes were great. And this thing, if you just close your eyes, brother, and you smell it, it smells like February football.
It's so good.
That thing is humming.
They're so good.
Yep, no doubt.
They're so good. They're so buttoned up.
Got 99 problems and a Mitch ain't one.
I don't even know if they have 99 problems.
Yeah, seriously.
Probably only have like 14. They have like 14 problems. 19 problems?
Yeah.
Anyway.
One problem now.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was a problem.
He was a problem for the defense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.